Gemini Adams is a British author, artist, and educator, and she's always been interested in art, social commentary, and healthy living. She began her writing career for magazines in the mid-1990s, and her articles have been appearing widely. Her first best-selling book, The Top 100 Recipes for Happy Kids, Keep Your Child Active, Alert, and Focused, was co-authored with British nutritionist Charlotte Watts and was published in 2007 and then again in 2008. Her next book, Your Legacy of Love, Realize the Gift and Goodbye, was published by Live Consciously in 2009. And that book received rave reviews and won the Mom's Choice Gold Award, the National Best Book Award of 2009, Dad's Seal of Approval. It was even a finalist for the International Best Book Awards. Her most recent book is The Facebook Diet, 50 Funny Signs of Facebook Addiction and Ways to Unplug with a Tech Detox. I'm certainly interested in this, and I think many of you are. Spring has sprung in the city of Davis, California, and all of us are hoping that we can unplug enough, at least long enough, to enjoy the fine weather. Let's hear what Gemini Adams has to say about that. Gemini Adams, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy. Good to be here.
Great to have you here, and congratulations on the publication of your new book about Facebook addictions. And it's also illustrated. I didn't mention that, and you did the illustrations yourself.
That must be
really rewarding to be in control of so many different parts of the production of this new book.
Absolutely. And funnily enough, you just mentioned the great weather there. When I created it, I was living in California, and it wasn't the only reason, but one of the reasons I did the book was I was so frustrated with the amount of time I was finding myself spending in front of my computer, and I desperately wanted to unplug, and my first love was art. And I actually sat in my garden and did the illustrations lying, enjoying the beautiful Californian weather.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's been said for years that we have this beautiful weather in California, but we're also the home of Silicon Valley and this tech revolution. So that ironically, even though we live in one of the most temperate states in the union, that so many of us are stuck in basements and in small rooms and in cubicles looking at screens rather than really enjoying ourselves out there.
But with the mobile revolution, will that stay the same way, I wonder?
Absolutely. Now we can bring that sort of isolation and, I suppose, connection with us wherever we go.
Absolutely. Yes, I always thought it was very interesting. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but these days you walk into any Starbucks, certainly in Los Angeles and lots of parts of California, and, you know, in the great coffee houses of the, let's say, 17th, 18th century in places like Vienna, you would walk in and everybody would be in these lively debates, you know, discussing politics, etc. Now you walk in, there's deathly silence other than the sort of, you know, coffee house music playing in the background, and everybody's just staring at these screens. And it's always amuses me every time I walk into one, I have to sort of stop and chuckle that, you know, it's kind of like, have we evolved or haven't we? It's a question I keep asking.
Absolutely. And, you know, clearly there's some sort of discourse going on because people are posting on each other's walls and sharing funny videos and so forth. But they seem not to do so synchronously and face to face, but rather they're just leaving messages for others to eventually pick up.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I feel like we're not evolving as quickly as technology has evolved into our lives. And I recently did an article with the Huffington Post, and you know, that was the kind of angle, which was technology has come into our lives so quickly that I don't feel like we've really had time to catch up with it, to even ask the questions around it, to say, well, actually, how do I want technology to be utilized in my life? And as a result, I think more often than not, technology has started to use us rather than the other way around. And really, I mean, you know, the message behind the book is just sort of to say, hey, let's just stop for a moment and just reflect a little bit and really take a moment just to really establish within your own life where your digital boundaries are and whether or not you even have any in the first place. And from that, hopefully to be able to make some choices and live a life where you have a better balance between the time you're spending on technology and the time you're getting to spend on things that would, you know, increase your life quality.
Absolutely. And it's often said that we go to Facebook as a service and see what it is there is to consume there. But mm-hmm. Facebook actually sees us, the users, as the product to be sold to advertisers.
And it does now.
Yeah. And that and so in that way we are the product rather than the consumers. It really makes you think about your function in the world and how and why you're spending so much time online.
Absolutely. But then if you think about it, in pretty much every other environment we go into to relax these days, we're also sold to in some medium or another. In fact, I was lying on the beach in California last summer and, you know, noticing they always have this sort of airplanes flying overhead, pulling the sort of Coors beer sign or something. It's pretty hard to go anywhere these days where you're not being advertised to, and certainly in the online environment, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, if you're just joining us at home, my guest is Gemini Adams, and she's a British author, artist, and educator who has recently published a book called The Facebook Diet, 50 Funny Signs of Facebook Addiction and Ways to Unplug with a Tech Detox. So, Gemini, we've been lamenting the need for the detox, but I'm sure you had a lot of fun writing this book as well, because it's very funny, and that's something that readers and book critics have been remarking on, all the delightful and poignant, and some people have even said kind of eye-opening humor about the pages, the drawings, and the words found within the Facebook diet.
Yeah, I did, and I, you know, I really, really enjoyed the creation of this, actually. So much so that when I'd completed it, I kind of, it's the first project I sort of felt, well, I don't know that I really need to do anything else with this now. I've had so much fun creating it.
Uh-huh.
Do I really have to go out and sort of, you know, tell people about it, or could I just sort of, you know, keep this as an enjoyable experience? I really feel that, you know, when it comes to subjects like this, where underneath it there is a sort of a pull for awareness, there is a need to get people to question how they're really behaving, to, you know, look at their high-tech habits. When you start confronting people about stuff like that in a sort of, you know, dictatorial way or something, people get defensive. And I really wanted to treat this subject with humor and to sort of tickle people into consciousness, for want of a better way of describing it.
Right.
And, you know, just to really start the debate going. And one of my favorite things is sitting and watching people open the book up. And their kind of classic reactions are, oh, my God, that's so me. Or, oh, my boyfriend does that. And, you know, I found out that he was going on holiday via Facebook. Or they will say things like, that is so my dad, that's my aunt. And then there's the occasional, do people really do that? And it's great. It's a really fun, entertaining experience. And I'm looking forward to obviously sharing that with more people.
Tell me more about the research that you engaged in. I'm sure that you haven't engaged in all of these behaviors and obsessive activities yourself. Where did you get some of the content that we find in the Facebook diet?
You'd be surprised, Andy. I'm one of those people who, my mother was a journalist, and she very much threw herself into any assignment she had, and I seem to have inherited that trait. So when I sort of came up with the concept, I decided that I would actually, I wouldn't say turn myself into a Facebook addict, but I really started using it even more heavily and signed up to every little sort of function on it, and did find myself doing an awful lot of the things in the book. So it's part personal research, and then I really asked around a lot and you know, did a lot of online research and quizzed at lots of people I met. In fact, one of the elements that we're using behind the book to help spread the word is we're going to be running a campaign called Confess Yours, where we are encouraging people to come and share their social media sins, therefore their sort of funny Facebook stories, the things that they do that they don't really necessarily want to tell anybody about, whether it's, you know, using Facebook in the bathroom, or stalking an ex-boyfriend. And, you know, that's part of the fun of this, is to get people sharing the fact that we all do a little bit of this. And, you know, by all kind of confessing, it's a little bit easier to admit to it, and also then perhaps shine some light on it and say, well, how healthy is this?
Absolutely. And so when you, I don't know to what extent you've gone on book tours or made appearances, but do people in person confess to how they use Facebook? I guess another way of asking this question is, have you become a Facebook therapist for the throngs of people who come to see you at book events?
No, not yet. I haven't actually started the book tour yet, but that is one of the things. We're actually planning to do open mic sessions where people can come up and share their funny stories. So far, it seems whenever I sit with anybody, they're happy to confess them. I don't know how they'll feel about doing that in front of a crowd of people. But most people do seem to have a funny story to tell somewhere along the line, because it's become such an intrinsic part of our lives, and everybody's sort of had, you know, something odd happen thanks to Facebook.
Absolutely. Well, Gemini, if it's all right with you, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we return, I'm hoping that there's something that you could read or perform or share, some example from the book that will intrigue people to find out more.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Great. Before we get to a segment from your book, Gemini, I'm wondering if you could say something about the ways that Americans pronounce your name, and if you find yourself often having to correct them.
Absolutely. I had a great one recently where somebody in Starbucks actually had spelt my name Gumini, G-U-M-I-N-I. I've had Domini, Jeremy, Jemima, Jemina, you name it. But it is pronounced Gemini, as though it has two E's on the end, even though it doesn't.
That's great. Well, tell us about the section that you'd like to read from or share from in your new book, The Facebook Diet.
Sure. Well, the book is really broken down into three parts. There's a short introduction, and then you have the 50 funny signs. And I'll read you a couple of the funny signs, and then also a couple of examples from the latter section of the book, which is actually the Facebook diet, which are tips for creating a digital detox. So here are a couple of the 50 funny signs of Facebook addiction. After a great night out, you awake, not to the alarm, but to hundreds of new friend requests and tags in some really embarrassing photos. You've already created a page for your unborn child. you gleefully send friend requests to everyone in the people you may know section. You found and befriended some distant relatives in Suvlakistan and arranged to visit them. And moving on to the Facebook diet. So take a tech detox. Spend a year living with an Amazonian tribe deep in the jungle. Attach an elastic band to your wrist, so when you're jonesing to log into Facebook, twang the elastic band. You could train to be a private detective so you can legally stalk people for real.
Yeah.
Try sitting down with your family to give them an in-person status update about your day. And this is always a good one. Contemplate the zillions you've helped Zuckerberg and co make and the cash you'd be earning if you weren't on Facebook all day long.
Absolutely. Well, I like the way that you provide some real-world context there. And and it must be fun for you that you get to make fun of yourself and other Facebook addicts, but then offer some alternatives and perspective in the third part of the book.
Absolutely. I mean, they are still tongue-in-cheek, but as I said, it gets people, you know, it gets the juices flowing, it stimulates some ideas, and actually it's been really interesting. A lot of people I know have recently gone on Facebook diets, much to my frustration, because when I am on Facebook, I can no longer interact with them.
Absolutely. I'd say that though never really going on a strict diet, I do have a strict policy about not accepting friendship requests except from people who I've actually met and or had a meal with.
That's a very good policy.
And so this means that I have many hundreds of people waiting to meet me in person and have me remember that two or three years previously they had friended me. so that we can cement the connection with exchange of Facebook family photos.
That's lovely. I guess if they're asking to be a friend, you could always send them an email saying, well, if you take me for dinner, then I'll be your friend on Facebook. That's not a bad offer.
Exactly. I'll have to get approval for that new policy with my wife, but I think that it sounds like a good plan. Well, let's remind folks that the name of the book is The Facebook Diet, 50 Funny Signs of Facebook Addiction and Ways to Unplug with a Tech Detox. This book is available online and I hope in local bookstores everywhere where people are listening, to the extent that we have bookstores locally anymore. Jeminy
yes,
Adams, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and congratulations on this new book. I hope that you find throngs of appreciative Facebook addicts when you go out into the real world and meet some of your readers.
Thank you so much. I like that.
Excellent. So do I. Take care.
Bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.